ஷோ நமஹ அப்ரமம் பங்கரயிதம் அதிடம் விம்லம் சதா ஆனந்த தீர்த்தமத்லம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷ்ண சக்ஷ்ண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாச்ச நிர்பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யத்தீர்த்த கேசரி வியாச தீர்த்த குரு பூயாத் அஸ்மிஷ்டாத்த சித்தஹே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜ குருன் வந்தே ஹைகீர்தாஷ்யான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மரதாய ச பஜதாம் கல்பவருக்ஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி துவாந்தவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்திரிவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோத்தியந்தே ஆளவே ஆபாதமொழி பரியந்தம் குருநாமாக்தம் ஸ்மரே தேன விக்னாக பிரணஷ்யந்தி சித்தியந்த மனோரதாக ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நம. வி ஆர் ட்ரைங் டு ஹாவ் சம் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் த மீனிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம த தௌசண்ட் நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு விச் கம்ஸ் இன் மகாபாரத. And we have seen the meanings for the first name Vishwam. So now we'll see the meanings for the word Vishnu. This word Vishnu actually comes in three different places in Vishnu Sahasranama. First is in the beginning, Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhutakrut Bhutabrut Bhavo Bhutatma Bhutabhavanaha. In that first one, it comes right after Vishwam Vishnu. Then again, in the middle we get Rushahi Rushabho Vishnur Rushaparva Rushodara Vardhano Vardhamanascha Vivikta Shruti Sagarah. There again Vishnu, right after Rushabha you get that. And again in another place, Kamadeva Kamapala Kami Kanta Krutagamah Anidyeshya Vapur Vishnur Veeronanto Dhananjayah. There again Vishnu comes. So three times this word Vishnu comes in Vishnu Sahasranama. Same way that in total about 12 words, they come three times in Vishnu Sahasranama, and 80 words, they come twice in Vishnu Sahasranama, and then two words, they come four times, Shriman and Pranadaha, they come four times in Vishnu Sahasranama. So Vishnu Sahasranama, 1,000 names. But if we take out these repetitions, it won't be 1,000. It will be like 900, less than 900 names. So how come it's called Vishnu Sahasranama, 1,000 names, when some words are repeated, some names are repeated? So this doubt comes to the mind. So for that, in the beginning, we in the Purva Pitika, when we're talking about, we saw that யானி நாமானி கௌணானி விக்யாதானி மகாத்மனஹ, தட் கௌண சப்த குணவாசக அண்ட் விக்யாத. ஸோ தேர் வி சா சம் ஸ்பெஷல் மீனிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் குணவாச்சகத்துவ. ஸோ தே ஆல் டிஸ்கிரைப் தி குணாஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். ஸோ திஸ் ரிப்பிட்டேஷன் ஆஸ்பெக்ட், இட் ஹேஸ் பீன் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் பிஃபோர் ஆச்சாரியா பை people, and they said, oh, we have multiple meanings, so we have three times means maybe we have 300 meaning, a lot of meanings, so that's why it is split into that, so the meanings are split among these three. Now, or if there are four occurrences among four, or if there are two occurrences, they have multiple meanings. So because of multiple meanings, we have a repetition, but that is not satisfying because multiple meanings are there. So you have taken out the repetition of the meanings is taken care of, but repetition of the word itself, it is not answered. So Acharya came and he said, gave the right perspective of that, and he said, look, this 1,000 names, repetition means whenever it is repeated, it's two different rupas. It's like, it is not like one God, one form of one God having multiple names. That is not the case here. It is multiple forms of the same Lord Vishnu, but 1,000 names refer to 1,000 forms of the Lord. And again, each form, we can have multiple meanings. Multiple meanings is a different aspect, yes. But in addition to the multiple meanings is not the reason for the repetition, because even like, you know, we told each nama, each name can have at least 100 meanings. So when they can have multiple meanings, so the just the occurrence of multiple meanings itself is not the reason for repetition of the word. So the reason for that is multiple forms are represented by the multiple occurrences. So 1,000 names means even if there is repetition, each one by itself represents one form of the Lord. For example, Vishnu three times means we think of three forms of the Vishnu. Of course, all pervading. Vishnu basic meaning of the word is all pervading. One who is present everywhere, omnipresent. So that is the basic meaning for that. But he is present, omnipresent. That means vyapti, we get pervasion. this pervasion or vyapti is how many kinds of pervasion or vyapti is there. So we keep saying deshataha kalataha gunataha. That means he is pervading all over entire space. That means every space fraction of this entire universe is pervading. So one way of looking at you, of course this is not the only way, we have to contemplate upon three forms of the Lord. How to know what are the three forms? Well, there's no fixed rule. As long as you can think of three different forms of the same Lord. I mean, when I say three different forms, it doesn't mean, okay, in all three forms he can have Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. But, for example, he is all-pervading through all space. So his all-pervasion form through every bit of the space in the universe. At a given time, at any time, that pervasion through the space is one way of contemplating or meditating upon the Lord. Then pervasion through time, that means he was present from beginningless time, million years ago, trillion years ago, he is present now, he will present million years from now, trillion years from now, he is present all through the time, eternal present. So pervasion through the time is another form that we can meditate upon. Then pervasion through gunas, qualities. For example, he is present in goodness, he is present in kindness. The quality, you know, like he's abstracting it. You know, being present in an object is something that itself is a extraordinary thing, being present everywhere. But at least we can think about, we can, you know, imagine his presence all over in all spaces, like in between every single atom, his presence, we can at least, you know, have some rough idea about that. But when you talk about pervasion through time, like present at all times, that is a little more complex thought. And pervasion through the qualities, this is most complex way of Lord's presence. For example, he's present inside the goodness. Goodness is not an object. It is not a time factor. So he's present inside the goodness. How? Means because he is the grantor. If somebody is good, means the Lord has given him the capability to be good. Same way he is beauty. He's present inside the beauty. And he is beauty personified, his kindness personified, his knowledge personified, his bliss personified, like that, all auspicious qualities is personification. In addition to that, in the universe, whoever has, like, you know, this kind of quality, of course, the beauty that is present elsewhere is different from the beauty of the Lord, because the beauty of the Lord is sarva vilakshana. All the qualities of the Lord, he has swatantra or self-dependent. That means he himself owns that. That kind of self-controlling power he has got for every single aspect. So that is very unique speciality. So the beauty that is there inside the Lord is different from the beauty that you see anywhere else in the universe. But at the same time, he is the grantor of the beauty for every beautiful object in this universe. That means not only he is all beautiful, but he also grants the ability to be beautiful for every single beautiful object in the world. Same thing for every other quality. It's not just beauty. Beauty, I have taken an example. Same way, every single quality that is there in this universe, all those qualities, the Lord pervades inside the qualities by controlling the qualities and by assigning the qualities to each every being in its own way. Even a beautiful scenery, like for example, a beautiful mountain, beautiful lake, beautiful piece of land, whatever is beautiful is there, the Lord is present not only in those objects, but he is also present inside the qualities of all those objects. For example, the beauty. He is present inside the beauty and gives the beauty to all the objects. He is present inside the fragrance and gives the fragrance to whatever fragrant objects are there. He gives fragrance to them. Like that, he is present inside the bliss. So this is a more complex thought. So the Lord's pervasion through all the qualities, that is an extraordinary pervasion. That's why this Shabda Vishnu, actually here in this particular context, like in the second name, Vishwam Vishnu, we will just see Aitareya Upanishad meaning, and with that itself, we can see multiple meanings in that from Aitareya Upanishad Bhashya Acharya gives. So what the Upanishad says, what Acharya says, that we will investigate today. But the multiple repetitions of the words, different names of the Lord, like it is to indicate the Lord's multiple forms are to be meditated upon, contemplated upon, to be thought about. So here, this Vishnu Shabda, that sound, has four different components. V is one letter, the first letter. Then Shnu is split into three different letters like Sh, Na and U. So Vish, Na, U becomes Vishnu. When you combine Sh, Na, you combine, it becomes Shna. Then you add Ukara to that, it becomes Shnu. So Vishnu has Vish, Na and U. So what do they represent? V means Vishishta. Vishishta means unique, special, extraordinary, exquisite, something very special, something very unique, something that's not there anywhere else. Sarva Vilakshana. So that Vishishtatva, the special thing, is conveyed by the letter V. And also we saw in the previous one, V is also like, Ekakshara, representing the Lord, because he is all special, Vishishta. That is represented by the letter V. And then Sh, Na, and U, what they represent. This is actually explained in the Aitareya Upanishad. This is what the Aitareya Upanishad statement is. Tasyaiva etasyai samhitayai nakaro balam shakarah prana atma. That means what it's saying is that Lord, tasyaiva etasyai, for that Lord, samhitayai nakara. Samhita means the combination of shakara and nakara. So samhitayai nakaro balaha. In the shnakara, first it talks about nakara. Na is not na, it is na, the deeper na. So nakara is represents bala, na balam. So in some places na also has got ananda. So na also represents ananda. But in this particular context, let us first see the balam. So nakara represents balam. And then shakara represents prana and atma. And so this is what, very brief meaning that's conveyed by the Upanishad. Acharya expands it and gives a full explanation of that. And he says, Acharya says in his Aitareya Upanishad Bhashya, he says like this, Vishnu namni na shabdena Vishnoho balam udiryate na iti akriyamanatvat nakarosya balam matam Vishnu namni shakarena Rama Brahmesha Purvinaha Pranetruta Akhilasyaiva Vishnoho Upta Atmata Tatha Atatattvam Sarva Gunaihi Deshataha Kalataha Tatha. And then it says Atma Shabdoditaha, the Atma Shabda, whatever is there, Atma Shabdoditaha Tacha Shashabdena Abhidiyate Sha iti Akriyamanatvam Pranetruttvam cha Purnata Vishnoho Shakara iti Ukta Vi iti Uktasya Vishishtata. And then, so up to this is talked about, Acharya mentioned Vishana. And then for U is Ankyasthita Ukarastu. Tachilyam hi Harehe Vadet. Yevam Vishishta Pranatvam Atatatvam cha Sarvashaha Vishishtam cha Balam Vishnoho Sarvasya. So Sarvasmat Shilam Ityapi. And thirdly, this is what he said, Uditam Vishnu Shabdena. So this Vishnu Shabda, basically what this Acharya Bhashya is saying is, this Vishnu Nama, in that the V is Vishishta, all special, unique. And then Shakara represents Rama, Brahma, Isha, Purvinaha. So all the gods, Purvinaha means etc. That means all the living beings in this universe, including the great beings like Rama, Lakshmi Devi, and Brahma, and Rudradeva. So including them, that means for every single being in this universe, he is the Lord Vishnu, is there as praneta, pranetruta, akhilasya eva Vishnoho ukta atmata tatha. So this shakara represents two things. One is He is the instigator. Praneta means instigator. One who gives the what you call the initiate, the thought process. He instigates. He gives the prerana. We call that prerana or instigation. So this prerana instigation is given by the Lord to all the beings in the universe, including Lakshmi, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, etc., all the deities. And also he is Atma. Atma, that Atmata is also indicated by Shakara. Shakara represents two things. One is it represents the instigation power of the Lord. How does he instigate? By pervading through all three aspects. What are the three aspects as I mentioned? Deshataha, Kalataha, Gunataha. He is pervading all space, all time and all qualities. So this all pervasion of the Lord. So here it is actually talked about Shakaranaka, the Pranetruta, the instigation process that the Lord performs by pervading Atma. How does Atma represent pervasion? Atma represents lordship and also pervasion. Atma. So Atma has three letters within that. Atma. Ta means tata, vyapta, pervasion. The letter ta represents pervasion. A means samantat, complete pervasion. There's no gap, no exception. Like, you know, okay, this one minute point is not pervading. We cannot say that. That means a very bit of space, time and qualities he pervades. So that A represents samanta, that means completely, tata vyapta ma miyate, that's how the Lord is known. So that Atma represents all pervasion. The Shakara represents the instigation the Lord conducts by pervading in all three layers of all the things. And this Shakara and then Nakara. Nakara represents bala. So imagine the Lord, he gives the life, he gives the instigation, he gives the strength. Without this, we cannot even perform anything. So without the Lord's controlling or giving us the life force, and after giving the life force, he gives the strength, and after giving the strength, he also gives the prerakatva or the instigation. He gives the instigation means jnana icha kriya shakti, the knowledge, the will or the thinking, the icha, and then kriya, the action. So the knowledge, the desire and the action, all three shaktis, jnana, iccha, kriya, shakti, by controlling them of all the living beings, he pervades them and gives them the strength and gives them the instigation. This is what is represented by these three letters, or rather four letters, V, Sha, Na and Vu. So after having said that, there's some more concepts that are given. This Vishnu meaning, Rahasyartha we call, the sacred and the secret meaning of the word Vishnu is explained by Mahidasa in Aitareya Upanishad. So in Aitareya Upanishad, Mahidasa is none but the Paramatma himself is Mahidasa. So basically we are seeing the name, meaning of the word Vishnu through Aitareya Upanishad Vakyas. In Aitareya Upanishad, the Mahidasa explains the meaning of the word Vishnu. So there Mahidasa is nothing but the Paramatma's another form. So Aitareya Upanishad, Itara Devi, the Lord incarnates. That's why he is called Aitareya. And the same Aitareya form of the Lord, he reveals many truths. So that's why the Upanishad is called Aitareya Upanishad. And there, the Mahidasa is the name of the Lord. Aitareya and Mahidasa, both are the names of the Lord, where Mahidasa explains the meaning of the word Vishnu. Why the Lord is called Mahidasa? Mahi means great, great beings. Dasa means servant. One who has all the great beings like Lakshmi, Brahma and Rudra as servants. That is the meaning. It is actually Mahidasa is Bahurihi. That means one who has the great beings like Lakshmi, Brahma, Rudra as the servants. That Lord is called Mahidasa. And Mahidasa form of the Lord, in that form, he explains the meaning of the word Vishnu in Aitareya Upanishad. So there he says that. And అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ విష్ట బల చేష్టత్వాత్ విష్ణురిత్యభిదా హరేహే ప్రాణం బలం షకారం చ నకారం చ ఆహ హి శ్రుతి ఇన్ రుగ్భాష్య ఆల్సో ఆచార్య ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దిస్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ సేమ్ విష్ణు యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ బై మహిదాస ఇన్ ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్. సో ఇన్ అనువ్యాఖ్యాన ఆల్సో దట్ ఈస్ విష్ణునామార్థ రూపత్వం సంహితాదేహే అథాబ్రవీత్. సో మహిదాస హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ అనదర్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ దేర్. హీ సేస్ ష్ణ దట్ టూ లెటర్స్ ఆర్ కంబైన్డ్ దేర్ షకార అండ్ నకార కంబైన్డ్ అండ్ ఇట్ బికేమ్ ఎ సంధి. సంధి మీన్స్ జాయింట్. Two letters are joined, that gives a grammatical aspect. In Vyakarana we call Sandhi, like for example Maha plus Isha Mahesha, that A and E join and it becomes A, that's a Sandhi. So like that, wherever there is Sandhi, that Sandhi itself represents this Shna, that means the Lord is having the Bala and that Shakara, which is Prerakatva Shakti and Vyapakatva Shakti. This aspect of the Lord is represented by every joining letter in the universe. Not necessarily Sanskrita, every language, in every, like, you know, it can be Telugu, Kannada, Tamil, Marathi, Malayalam, whatever language you take, if two letters join together and it makes one composite letter, then that composite letter is representing the Shnutva of the Lord, Vishnu. And that Ukara, as I mentioned, Vishanavu, that Ukara is Tachilya, that means the Lord by His own power, by His own inherent nature, by His own inherent qualities, has those special abilities and it is not granted by anybody else. In every other case, like Lakshmi, Brahma, Vayu, and Rudra, Indra, everybody, in every single being case, all the abilities that they have are given by the Lord. But in case of the Lord alone, none of the abilities are given by anybody else. So that's why it's called Tatsilya. That aspect is represented by the last letter U. So he is U, U Eva, he alone, he himself has all this. Nobody gave him that. So that inherent ability that's represented by Vishnu. That Shnakara is that Sandhi everywhere represents this special quality of the Lord, and in that is in every combination of the sounds in the universe, irrespective of which language it is, that combination represents the Shnutva of the Lord. That's what is mentioned in by Mahidasa in Aitareya Upanishattu. And then there's another thing, this is like in Harsumandukeya and other rishis, they also kind of give support for that. So Vishnu Nama meaning, you know, while doing meditation or japa or whatever we are doing, this kind of anusandhana, that the Lord is present everywhere as Vishanavu in these forms, and the Shnutva represents the combination of the sounds anywhere in the universe. This anusandhana or this kind of thinking is needed for all the adhyayana and homa. Whatever adhyayana means studying, whatever we study, all those studies, studying the scriptures and performing the homas, we must have this understanding about the Lord. Then they give full effect, full benefit from those japa, yajna, homa, all those things, adhyayana. They give the full power or effect only if we think this way about the Lord. If we don't think about the Lord in this way, then all the adhyena, yajna, yaga, homa, tapas, japa, all those become waste. Because without this kind of all-supreme capability of the Lord in the form of bala, prerakatva and vyapakatva, which are embedded in the Shabda Vishnu, this has to be meditated upon, this has to be thought about in every philosophical religious aspect that we perform. Otherwise, they become waste. So the rishis also gave the same kind of meaning as whatever. So Mahidasa, you know, the Lord, whatever he gave, it is actually, they do anuvada. The rishis are actually doing the anuvada of whatever Mahidasa, Lord, has given that meaning. That meaning is followed by all the rishis. So this we have to have. And same way, in entire Vaidic Vangmay, we use the word Vangmay, means scriptures, literature, the entire Vaidika or Veda Sambandha scriptures that we have, and there Vishnu, and that's how it has to be understood, and that is supported by Harivamsha also. Harivamsha says this. So Harivamsha Vakya, Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tatha Adau Ante Cha Madhye Cha Vishnu Sarvatra Giyate. So in the beginning, middle and the end of all the scriptures, all the Vedas, all the Paurushaya Grandhas, all the Apaurushaya Grandhas, everywhere. That means all through they extol Lord Vishnu only. Vishnu Sarvatra Giyate. Whenever there is an extolling of other gods, they are in secondary meaning. Primary, they are extolling other gods also. We don't deny that. For example, there is a Rudra Sukta, there is Indra Sukta. They are extolling those gods also. But in the primary meaning, they extol Lord Vishnu. And in secondary, third meaning, fourth meaning, they extol other gods. They can extol Lakshmi, they can extol. That means Lakshmi Para. So, for example, Ambrani Sukta is there, Sri Sukta is there. They extol Lord Vishnu also, and they extol Lakshmi also. If we take Paumana Sukta, that extols Lord Vishnu, that extols Lakshmi, and they extol Paumana Vaideva also. If we take Rudra Sukta, that extols in the primary meaning Vishnu, secondary meaning Lakshmi, and then the next meaning is Vayu, next meaning is Rudra. If you take Indra Sukta, all the same order and goes up to Rudra. Even Rudra is extolled by Indra Sukta, and after that Indra is also extolled, but it is like, you know, at that level only. So primary level is Vishnu. So this is to be understood for all the suktas, Vaidika, in Veda scriptures, Veda literature, we have to understand this is how it goes. The taratamya anusara anusandhana has to be there according to the gradation. So all the suktas, adav anteja madhyecha Vishnu sarvatra giyate. So that means every single shabda, every single vakya, every single sukta, every single sound in this universe represents. That's why that's also mentioned by Raghavendra Swami in Pratisankalpa Gadhyaya. He says, Laukika, Vaidika, Bheda, Bhinna, Varnatmaka, Dhvanyatmaka. So all letters, all sounds in this universe, whether it's Veda or outside the Veda, everything, they represent, they extol the Lord. So this thought, the bija, the seed of this thought is given in this word Vishnu. So Vishnu represents all these concepts. It represents that. So this, we have to remember that. And then at that point, we get a doubt. So we hear yato vacho nivartante, this shruti vakya, veda vakya, which says the Lord cannot be described by any vakya. No, when we try to describe the Lord, yataha vachaha nivartante, the words, they fall short. No words in the world can really explain the Lord. Brahma is avachya. So Paramatma is avachya. So this is how it is done. And if you say Vishnu is vachya, Brahma is avachya, then Vishnu and Brahma, that means Parabrahma, whatever is represented as Brahma is avachya and Vishnu is vachya, then Parabrahma and Vishnu are two different. Is this true? And we raise an objection, question. We say, no, it's not. When we say Brahma or Vishnu, Brahma, you know, the word Brahma in Mulataha represents Paramatma Vishnu only. Brahmitattvat Brahma, Vyapyatvat Vishnu. So they are synonymous words. That's why whenever you say Brahma in Shastra at a root level, it is Parabrahma, Vishnu only, Narayana only. So whenever we say Brahma or Narayana is avachya, he cannot be described by the words. What we mean is he cannot be described completely, fully by the words. But he has to be described only by Veda Vangmaya. That's why you say, Vishnu Tattva Vinyaya, so we say Sadagamaika Vignayam Samatita Ksharaksharam. So through Agama only we know about the God, but through Agama we cannot know completely about the God. But whatever we know, the primary meaning or the primary source for us to know about the God comes from Vedas only. So Vedas represent. So whenever we say Brahma is avachya means, yato vacho nivartante means, the words cannot describe the Lord completely. But Brahma is vachya only because Vedaika Vedya, the Lord is to be known through Vedas only. So he is both avachya and vacha. He can be described, he cannot be described. He can be described means that's the only way we know about the God. He cannot be described means he cannot be described completely, but he will be described the maximum possible extent that is needed for us to do the sadhana. And the amount of explanation that it gives also will be understood by different beings in the world at their own capacity. The way Brahma and Vayu, they know the meanings and understand the Vedas is at extraordinary level, which is beyond our comprehension. And among even the human beings, each one will understand the meanings at their own level. But all the Vedas, they do represent. So Brahma is Vachya through the Vedas. Whenever we say he is Avachya, what it means is he cannot be described completely. That is the meaning of the word. So here I'll give you a pass. So if people have any questions, they can ask. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Kayena Vacha, Mansindirva, Buddhyatmanava, Anususubhavam, Karomitit, Sakalam Parasme, Narayanaya, Samarpayami, Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.